The Taliban has named a transitional government for Afghanistan. The most powerful positions have been given to men who dominated the 20-year war against the United States-led coalition and its Afghan allies. At least 41 people have been killed in a fire at an overcrowded prison in Indonesia. The blaze at the Tangerang jail near the capital Jakarta has now been put out. More than 70 people were injured. Jessica Washington is at the scene in Tangerang.
Firefighters did arrive on the scene about 13 minutes after the fire started, and they were able to put out the fire within about an hour and a half of it being reported. But unfortunately, the fire spread so fast, and according to authorities, they didn't have sufficient time to open up all of the cells while the fire was spreading. And unfortunately, that meant that some of the inmates died in their cells without even getting the chance to be evacuated or escape from the flames. We also have learned that two of the victims were foreign nationals, an individual from South Africa and another from Portugal.
A strong earthquake has hit southwest Mexico. The magnitude 7 tremor struck near the beach resort city of Acapulco. At least one person was killed by a falling post. The quake was felt in parts of Mexico City. It knocked out power in some areas and sent people onto the streets. Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized abortion. It ruled unanimously that punishment for terminations is unconstitutional. It means courts can no longer prosecute abortion cases. There are reports Saudi-led coalition forces have carried out airstrikes targeting Houthi-controlled areas in southwest Yemen. Houthi-run media say planes launched 15 raids on an area near Taiz Airport. If confirmed, they'd be the first coalition attacks on Houthi positions in Taiz in more than a year. It's believed Houthis used the airport to attack a government military base last month, killing at least 30 soldiers. And Guinea's coup leaders have released political detainees and lifted security restrictions imposed by the ousted government. It comes as the army strengthens its hold on power, replacing regional governors with military officers. West African nations, due to meet in the coming hours, have threatened sanctions after President Alpha Condé was overthrown on Sunday.
Looking for compelling human stories beautifully told? Each Sunday, AJ Longreads brings you the very best of Al Jazeera's long-form storytelling. Subscribe to AJ Longreads wherever you get your podcasts.